in the law, which is the great commandment. Why this question was asked to Jesus? It was a good question, a good one. Because in the book of the law, there are many laws, over 600. These laws have been added to respond to different contexts. In all civilizations, laws have been created to protect the weak or to guide the society. But what is new here is the foundation of this law. It concerns a people who have undergone the experience of slavery in Egypt, and the Lord has revealed himself as the one who hears the pleas of the oppressed and restores their freedom and dignity. In the Gospel, we hear Jesus answering the Pharisees' question, what is the great commandment? So if they question Jesus, it is not to deepen the teaching of the law, but to set a trap for Jesus. They saw him perform daily works of mercy. He was very close to those wounded by life, to those who were suffering in many ways. He was close to the sick and the lost, the unlikable. He healed even on the Sabbath day. So he was very criticized for doing too much at the detriment of God's law. In his reply, Jesus records what is said in the book of Deuteronomy. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. He could have stopped there, but he adds something that had not been asked for by the doctor of the law. The second commandment is similar to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus puts these two commandments together to reveal to us that they are inseparable and they are complementary. We cannot love God without loving our neighbor. Likewise, we cannot love our neighbor without loving God. If we do, we will be lying. So to live this gospel, we must turn to Christ. And what he asks of us, he lived to the end. We do remember on the evening of Holy Thursday, he said, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. It is no longer a question of a simple written law, but of a self-giving person. Christ continues to breathe his Holy Spirit into his faithful to give life to their thoughts, to their words and deeds. And he identifies himself with our neighbor. And he calls us to recognize him in those we meet. He said, what we have done to the least of these, we have done to him. He identifies himself in those who are humiliated, in those who are outcasts. And we know we will be judged by our love for the little ones and the outcasts. And through them, Christ reveals himself. He calls us all to love God in our daily lives and in all circumstances. At the same time, he calls us to love all our brothers and sisters, near and far, on a daily basis. Our charity must be active and generous. solidarity organizations are there to help us make it more effective. The Lord is there to accompany us and to show us the way. Love of God and love of neighbor are the two legs of a healthy, a powerful Christian life.